You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The lines were long, the customers happy, as sales of recreational marijuana began at three shops in Ann Arbor, the first ones to be licensed and open for business on Sunday morning.
It's a big deal. It's kind of like a historical thing for our generation. We've been pushing for a long time to get it recreational, and it finally passed, so it's kind of fun to be out here and take part in it.
We're here because we want to be part of history. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ended, like, we just bought some recreational. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty awesome.
Coming to a market to where, like, you can literally walk in here and be above the age of 21 and purchase flower, dab, concentrate, anything you want. And legally walk out of it and put it in the trunk of your car and go to your house and smoke it is just a blessing.
That was Samantha Wilkerson, AJ Fields of Indianapolis, and Travis Elliott of North Carolina, speaking with Michigan Radio's Bryce Huffman while in line on Sunday to purchase recreational marijuana in Ann Arbor. So let's see how sales are doing on day two as we say hello to Al Morose, who's manager of Arbor's Wellness, another dispensary in Ann Arbor that is open for business. So, Al, is the customer line for recreational sales as long today as it was Sunday?
No, the lines are a little bit shorter today. We had about a three-hour wait from the moment we started to the end of the day. Today, we started with an hour wait. It's already shrinking down to about 20 minutes. We're running a very tight ship. Very efficiently, and we're trying to get patients in and out. Some customers at this point, I guess, are even only waiting about 15 minutes to get through our lines.
How many people came through your door to buy yesterday on day one?
Over 700. We had about 710 transactions. There were a lot of people that came in groups and only made one transaction, so our numbers easily could have been over 1,000. I don't have exact numbers on that. We did have an additional about 15 to 20 patients that came in for the medical side, but pretty much everybody that was coming through was for the adult use recreational.
We heard the customers who were in line, and the word history was used often. And here you are, Al. Your shop is truly on the ground floor of this moment in history in Michigan. What stands out to you most about these early hours of legal recreational weed sales?
Well, it's really great to see all the interest from a lot of people. It does seem to really be providing people an opportunity to try what we've often considered a really powerful medication to help a lot of people. And even though the customers that we're helping now are not technically part of the medical market, I do believe many of them are going to be getting the medicinal benefits and really a benefit from the use of cannabis in a positive way. It's also excellent to see all these people from numerous different states coming to Michigan. I'm hoping to see a massive boom to Michigan's tourism industry as the cannabis industry grows throughout Michigan. Everybody who kind of uses is aware that going outside in nature and smoking a bowl is a great thing to have in common.
Are you getting a big mix of customers, Al, in terms of age and levels of usage? I'm interested if there are people coming in who have not tried it, but now that it's legal, are curious.
Absolutely. We've always been a place that's pushed education as far as cannabis usage. Our average age of customer for the medical market was probably over the age of 50. And even on the recreational adult use side, we are now seeing a lot of people that are not just in their 20s and 30s, but a lot of people that are over the age of 50, over the age of 60. We haven't had too many elderly patients come in or customers come in, but we have been seeing a lot of people that are well within their years and possibly have never tried cannabis until this day.
What products are most people buying? What's really moving?
To be honest, our edibles are a really fast-moving product. A lot of people are very interested in it. Smoking is not necessarily the best for your lungs, so it's pretty obvious that people do want to be conscious of their health, and eating cannabis is a great way to make sure that you're both getting the benefits of it, but at the same time not doing damage to your lungs. There is one thing that I would recommend everybody do before eating edibles or eating THC is to read up on it. Although there's not going to be death from eating too much cannabis, there hasn't been, and I don't expect there to be one. People can have a bit of a anxiety attack or a bit of a panic attack from eating too much of it. So we would really recommend people to take it slow, eat a little bit. It's always recommended that you wait an hour before you eat more.
Now, you've talked about patients and customers. So you've been dealing with patients all this time. Now you have the customers. What are you doing, Al, to make sure that the supply will be there for the patients who rely on your medical marijuana supplies?
Well, the state limited us to only moving about 50% of our inventory over to the adult use side. We didn't go a full 50% because many of our products haven't been on the shelves for 30 days. So our medical side is actually pretty well stocked, and we are continuing to get shipments from medical suppliers. There's still a lot of medical suppliers in the state of Michigan that aren't selling adult use on the processing and growing end of things. So we're able to continue to invest in product both on the recreational side and on the medical side, and we'll hope to have no break in our supply on either end.
What do you expect to be the biggest challenges in the coming months as Michigan gets used to adult use sales?
Well, there definitely is going to be a continued supply issue. We dealt with a supply issue all this year on the medical side of things. People getting used to testing and getting through all of that definitely is new for the industry. High regulations, which I avidly support, are a great thing, but they do cause a bit of a choke to the supply. I see as interest continues to grow in cannabis and the market continues to grow that we're hopefully going to see some of those supply issues balance out. And then, of course, we have been talking with the law enforcement agencies, both in Ann Arbor and around, to make sure that we're trying to do our due diligence to keep the crowds controlled and basically off the sidewalks, but also to make sure that everyone's safe and that everyone's using responsibly.
Al Moroz, manager of Arbor's Wellness. Thanks for talking with us, Al.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
Let's talk more about the rollout of recreational weed sales in Michigan. Detroit Free Press reporter Kathy Gray is here with us. So sales began Sunday at those three shops in Ann Arbor. There are three other retailers who've been licensed for recreational sales but haven't started selling. So that's a total of six. This seems like a business opportunity that shops would be clamoring to be part of. So why are so few opening their doors to recreational customers?
Well, there's a couple of different reasons. One is the state is kind of gradually giving out licenses. So they've given out six, but there will be many more that they'll be giving out before the end of the year and early next year. But one of the big complicating factors is that communities just don't want marijuana businesses in their towns. More than 1,400 communities have said no to marijuana businesses coming in. And only, I think that there's 24 communities that actually have ordinances that are going to allow marijuana businesses in. So finding a place to locate has been a bit of a challenge for the shops.
It's kind of interesting because the ballot proposal to approve recreational marijuana, that passed with a pretty nice margin, but it seems fine, but not in my backyard.
Well, the proposal passed 56-44, but there have been probably close to a dozen communities, more than a dozen communities that have had local ordinances on the ballot since that passed last year. And the vast majority of those voters, when they say, do you want marijuana in our town, businesses in our town, they've said no. There's only been a couple of communities that have said yes. So while I think most people support the legalization of marijuana, it's a not-in-my-backyard type of situation.
Yeah. So when might we expect to see more shops selling recreational weed? Where would they be and where would they not be?
Well, there's three more licenses that have been approved by the state. There's one more in Ann Arbor. There's one in Everett, Michigan, which is up by Clare. And there's a third one down in Morenci, which is just north of the Ohio border. And I expect that those will open up in the next few weeks or even perhaps this week. But there are other areas. I think about Detroit. Detroit has got 40 medical marijuana shops, but the city has said we're not going to approve any licenses until January 31st while they get their ordinance all set up. You've got Ferndale, which has got three medical marijuana shops that are ready to go for recreational, but the city is giving applicants for recreational licenses until March 1st to turn in those applications. So it's going to be next spring there. So, I mean, right now we don't have any shops in Metro Detroit that are going to be open anytime before probably the beginning of next year, if by then.
Let's talk money. Taxes on medical and recreational weed are different. Can you quickly break that down for us?
Sure. For medical marijuana, the tax is just the 6% sales tax. But for recreational marijuana, you've got a 10% excise tax, plus you've got the 6% sales tax. So there's definitely going to be more tax revenue coming in from the recreational side, and that money will go to a variety of different things. It'll go to the community where the businesses are. It'll go into roads and transportation. It will go back to the state. There's a lot of different areas where that's going to be getting that tax revenue.
Kathy, what has surprised you as you've been covering this, rollout for the past 36 hours or so?
Well, the lines were crazy long, all day long. One shop ended up turning away 200 people who had waited in line for hours to get there, but they had to close at 9, according to city ordinance in Ann Arbor. Another surprise is another shop ran out of product because, you know, supply has been short for quite a while. And so that's one thing that we're going to have to keep an eye on is there enough supply out there to meet the demand for people who are looking for marijuana?
Detroit Free Press reporter Kathy Gray. Thanks, Kathy.
Sure. Thanks for having me.